this retro thing for what it is. Nostalgia goggles heavy on those things when we were kids. I've got the memories of falling while my hair's turning gray. I'm thinking back on all the things that were better yesterday. So for all those things nostalgic, I ask of you is to like this. So for all those things nostalgic, I ask of you is to like this.
Hello and welcome to episode 173, 174, early 170s. Definitely, though, the first episode of December, which means nonstop Christmas stuff. Did we just do a Home Alone episode last week to wrap up November? Maybe. But now it's official. And, oh, this is So Do We Still Like This. I'm joined here today by...
me.
As wife. Mm-hmm. Wife hasn't been on. Do you remember the last episode you did?
No.
I think it was the thrown together at the last second G.I. Joe, The Rise of Cobra episode.
Yeah, I don't remember anything about that.
Yeah. Not our most popular episode this year, by any means. I think people saw that one and went, I don't remember that. But hey, sometimes you gotta throw an episode together the day before. This is not one of those. This has been planned for a little bit. The theme for this month is Hallmark Christmas movies. We're kicking it off with a Netflix Christmas movie.
Yes.
Going into an ABC Family Christmas movie, followed by another Netflix Christmas movie. So
Hallmark only in name. Yes. Really is just those type of
Christmas. Yes. Yeah. It's like how you call all tissues Kleenex. Like, Kleenex is really a brand, but we just... it's Hallmark Christmas movie is just kind of the umbrella.
That's right.
That these all fall under, so it's all a Hallmark Christmas movie. We're also breaking another rule because So Do We Still... I mean, we've broken it before. We try not to do too many new movies, but then we saw Space Jam 2... Even that kind of made sense because we saw Space Jam 1. This, we're just completely throwing that out the window, and we did a Netflix Christmas movie that has existed for about 2 weeks.
Yep.
Called A Castle for Christmas.
Yeah, I think it was number 4 in Canada when we watched it.
It was.
Definitely not number 4 today.
It has plummeted because Canadians apparently have started to go, Yeah, as soon as I saw there was a movie where Brooke Shields goes to Scotland and tries to buy a castle from Cary Elwes doing a Scottish accent, I went, well, that's an episode. I kind of thought it would be worse than it is.
I enjoyed it a little bit, actually. I was upset when we had to stop and watch more another day.
Like, I'm not going to sit here and say it's good, per se, but I really thought that we were just going to... I even said to people, like, we're kind of picking Christmas movies just to, you know, dunk on them.
Yeah.
Which we don't typically do around here. We try not to be too cynical. But at the same time, it's Christmas and it's a gift to ourselves to just watch some bad movies that we can make fun of. And already we screwed it all up because there's not... I'm sure people are going to disagree with this because I've definitely seen some people very upset with this movie.
It's a movie. It's a Christmas movie. It's got good stuff in it. Happy people, sad people, happy ending.
You're just describing movies.
Yeah, I know. It's just very there.
It is very there is a good summary. It follows the template very well.
It does, you know, yes.
It isn't as, you know, small town... weird, obscure business. Like, she's a millionaire author. I guess he's, you know, the owner of a castle in Scotland. He's a duke. Cary Elwes doing his very best. Like, aye, lassie. What's his dog's name? Hamish.
Hamish, yeah.
Hamish, lassie. Nessie. Scotland. Golf.
I don't think he ever says lassie.
He 100% says lass.
Okay, fine.
For sure. At the big... oh, by the way, we're going to spoil A Castle for Christmas, but...
very much.
Hey, have you seen a movie before? Yeah, know how this one ends. Yeah, at the end, when he's giving his big speech, he's like, oi, and I met a lass. And that lasts, yeah, 100%.
Okay. I remember that.
All right, so let's set it up. Brooke Shields. And it's kind of cool that these movies give, you know, older actors roles and starring parts, because you always hear that Hollywood's pretty harsh to its aging actors.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool. I mean, Brooke Shields also produced it, so that probably helped. But it's cool to see, you know, that it doesn't have to be two 17-year-olds. No. It's like two 50-year-olds, like two people in their mid-50s getting a second chance. She's an author. Her name is Sophie Brown?
Yes.
And I think, is the character Emma Kent? Emma something.
Emma Stone? No.
Emma something. Stone.
Wait. Oh, this is going to bug me.
I felt like it was Emma Kent, but maybe I'm wrong. You think about it.
Rose?
Emma Rose could be it, too. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
She's the famous author of a series of, we don't find out too much about them, but romance books, I assume.
Well, those books, they're called the blank blank books.
Yeah, but like they don't say like really what genre or what they are, so we just have to assume they're like slice of life.
Yeah,
like I think
it's a romance, because they talk about.
But is it a vampire romance? Is it supernatural romance? I don't think so.
I have no idea.
It just seems like, you know, like Sex in the City, but a book.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. So the movie opens and there's a huge controversy because, like in Misery, this movie's basically just the plot of Misery in a way, except it doesn't go too far that direction. Everyone is really, really upset because at the end of the 12th book, she has killed off a beloved character, good old Winston.
Yep.
And she goes on the Drew Barrymore show and, like, the fuck is Drew Barrymore's problem?
I think she liked Winston.
Well, she did, but she's so over the top. Like, you and I both said that this must be a dream, like a nightmare sequence.
Oh, I've never seen the Drew Barrymore show. I just figured that's how she is on the show.
I've seen clips, but I don't think she ever just full on attacks the guest. Because she starts out by saying, you know, oh, everyone outside, like there's like protests outside the studio because she killed this character, and Drew is all, you know, I agree. You know, I don't think, what gives you the right to take away this character I love? And then Brooke Shields is all, well, I'm the author. And she's right.
But Drew Barrymore said it nicely. She was
she
like, you know.
She didn't.
No, she said it with a smile.
But then she's like, well, maybe this is you dealing with you're going through a messy divorce. And you're going, like, she's really just like ripping at her, like, you know, maybe this is more a reflection of you. It's like, what are you talking about? Well, you're going through a divorce and this. Like, this is not good at all. Like,
Drew
Barrymore needs to calm her shit down.
I felt that was like her trying to be Oprah.
Maybe. It's like she's right. She is the author. She doesn't want to write that character anymore. She doesn't have to.
She can do whatever she wants.
Yeah. Like, you might not agree with it. Like, the last season of Game of Thrones, apparently, which we never bothered to watch, but I certainly know beat for beat what happens.
Don't say anything. I still haven't.
Do you want to know who ends up on the throne?
No.
And you haven't finished the books. The author hasn't finished the books.
Well, okay.
You have no choice.
I guess that's true, yeah. The ones that are available. I know nothing past a certain point.
All right, guess who ends up on the throne, and I'll tell you if you're right.
No, I don't want to know.
Fine.
I mean, I do eventually want to know, but...
I found out about 2 seconds after that finale aired, but you're not on social media, so I guess you can avoid these kinds of things. But yeah, I mean, you can... I guess Game of Thrones is a bad example, because people really did lose their minds over that. I don't know. It doesn't matter. She's sad because everyone's mad about her book, and she's being pressured to write the next book, and basically on page one just say, oh, Winston, he's actually secret fine. Oh, well. So instead, she needs to get away for a little bit. How does the castle factor into it? She goes to Scotland to this castle specifically.
Yes.
But I forget why.
Her father was a child, and he lived on the grounds of that castle because his mom or dad, somebody in his family, took care of the grounds or the castle itself. I can't remember. And so anyway, so the dad grew up around there. But he did something. He did some vandalism or something inside the castle. So the whole family got kicked out of there.
Yeah.
And they moved to New York.
They weren't, his family wasn't allowed inside the castle because the people who lived in the castle were rich assholes. And the, as a kid, he like got inside and went to carve his name in the wall to show, you know, I did it. I made it inside. And they caught him and, yeah, fired everybody.
Yeah.
So then Brooke Shields rolls in, and then that's where we meet the charming small village of Scotland Village. Dunbar?
Yeah, Dunbar, because the castle is Dunbar. Yeah.
Dunbar. Dunbar Castle.
And he is the Duke of
Dunbar. I'm the Duke of... I can't do a Scottish accent either. Damn it.
No, you can't.
I can say lass. I can say lass pretty good.
Anybody can do that.
Say it.
Lass.
Yeah, mine's better. Kilt.
That doesn't sound very Scottish.
Golf.
Okay, that sounds a little
That's pretty good.
Better.
Yeah. That's my Scottish. Okay. Yeah, so we meet the, you know, it's a small town in a Christmas movie, so everybody is quirky and nice, and she shows up, and they're all like, oh, I like your book. I'm so fucking glad you... They don't curse, obviously.
No,
it's rated G. The most risque thing happens is, like, a very puckered lip kiss between the two leads.
Oh my gosh, yes, that looks so awkward.
Yeah. Yeah, that definitely looked like two people in their mid-50s kissing in a G-rated movie is what that looked like. Like, let's just pucker your lips like that, and then we'll go sleep in different beds. Maybe we'll hold hands later. No? Not, no? I can't do Scottish. Yeah, so she meets Cary Elwes. He is the Duke. He is struggling to keep the castle afloat. We see that, you know, they do tours, and they're like, oh, yeah, why you come to the gift shop? And no one goes to the gift shop. So, you know, he's desperate, and she rolls in and is like, oh, I want to buy this castle. This is my castle now for Christmas. This is my castle for Christmas. And he's like, oh, I don't fucking think so. And then...
Well, they don't like each other. They sort of start liking each other at the beginning. Like, oh, well, maybe. But then, why? Oh, yeah. She runs away during a tour he's giving. And she tries to, you know, look at the vandalism that her dad did.
Yeah, which is on a floor she's not allowed to go on.
Yeah. It was basically just he was starting to carve his name into, like, the side of a door or something. So, anyway, she goes off and she goes to look at it and takes a picture of it. But he catches her and is all mad because it's like, well, I told you not to come up here. Like, people live around here, so it's not just, you know, for tours. People live here. Someone's home. And it turns out it's his home.
Yeah.
We didn't know that he's the Duke. And, yeah, he's, like, taken, I guess, maintenance jobs because he was, like, kind of helping out at the hotel.
Yeah, that's
where
how
she
meets
staying.
Him. Yeah, he just kind of helps out around the town.
He just needs money.
I just realized that we talk a lot about these Christmas movies having, you know, oh, surprise, I'm a prince. But this is, you know, because it's the adult version, it has to be, surprise, I'm a duke.
Yeah, well, it's reasonable, right? Like, prince, I'm never going to meet a prince, but duke, maybe.
Yeah, if you go to Scotland, I guess, and hang out in castles.
Yeah, you never know.
So Brooke Shields is like, I'm going to buy this castle, and he says, okay, well, you have to make a crazy down payment and stay here till, like, it doesn't become yours until Christmas or something like
that.
Yeah,
Christmas.
And so she's going to live on the property, and he's talking to his buddy all like, oh, she'll never last. I'm going to drive her crazy and get her out of here, and she'll never get the castle. And then they fall in love.
Yay, the end.
I mean, kind of yes. Mm-hmm. There's a third act fight, because of course there's a third act fight where, you know, after they've become a couple, she tells him, hey, you know, you can... I'm going to let you stay in the castle with me. He's like, oh, it's my castle. You're going to let me stay in my own castle? And he's all mad. And there's kilts. And Nessie never shows up.
Nope.
Apparently, the accents are not good.
I can't tell.
That's the problem. Sorry, Scotland. I couldn't tell. But apparently, proper Scots are not pleased. Because
are they all bad? Like, I thought it was just Cary Elwes doing an accent.
I don't know for sure who is and who isn't doing an accent, which might just speak to my ignorance, but I've definitely heard talk that, hey, why didn't you get Scottish actors instead of getting the dude from Robin Hood Men in Tights to go like, oh, hey, look at that over there. Oh. It's like, because we have to believe, like, you know, I don't know where I was going with that.
What?
I don't know where I was going with that.
Well, he's a known actor.
That's what I was trying to say, is essentially, like, you know, it's got to be Cary Elwes, because, like, oh, look at Cary Elwes. I get that. Cary Elwes doing okay.
Yeah, he doesn't look, like, bad.
He showed up in the Saw movie that you didn't watch. Spoilers for the Saw movie you didn't watch. He comes back.
I don't care about that.
And I remember thinking, like, oh, Cary Elwes, what happened? And then you see him here, and it's like, okay, yeah, like, you could probably do a Princess Bride sequel. Uh-huh, look at you.
He looks good.
Yeah. You know, Brooke Shields, same.
Yeah, pretty decent. Like, at the beginning, you said she's wearing a lot of makeup, but she was going on the Drew Barrymore talk show.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, maybe she's just wearing, like, makeup for the TV show. And she was. Yeah. I mean, she wears makeup, obviously, but she was caked in makeup
in that first scene. It's like, oh, no, Brooke, you don't need to do that.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen Brooke Shields in a while. I like Brooke Shields. Yeah, and I like Cary Elwes. Like, I'm not going to say they're oozing chemistry in this movie. Like, it's pretty...
Yeah, they weren't allowed, I'm sure, to ooze chemistry.
Yeah, exactly. Like, the one or maybe two kisses they share are very, like, your mom and dad saying goodbye before they go to work. Like, okay. Like, I'm guessing they didn't go beyond that. Well, maybe. Kind of shows the morning after.
There was a risque scene. He was in the bathtub and she walked in on him.
That's true. You don't see anything, though, in case anyone is like, oh, man, I hope you get a good eyeful of that Elway's dick. Nope.
Not at all.
I think that was part of his effort to drive her out, too. It was like, oh, look at, there's my stuff. Yeah. I don't know what Scots call it. I'm sure they have a cool term for their male bits, but I don't know what it is. Like, honestly, that's, like, we went into this, or I went into this kind of thing, and, like, oh, we can really make fun of it, but, like, it just follows everything to a T, like.
I mean, yeah, okay, the only thing I can definitely say about it is, near the end of the movie, this evil-looking couple checks in, and they don't do anything about it. So yeah. Like, wait, what?
We were
like,
both.
It seems almost like they were, like, gonna maybe try to buy the castle, or, like, turns out, like, hey, I'm actually in charge of this castle, not you. Because it's, like, they're both there, and they're, I don't know. Like, was it just me that thought that they were,
I think,
evil
you
looking?
Thought it more than me, but I agree with you that it's weird that they even bothered.
Yeah.
Like, why did you give us any attention on these two characters? Because, yeah, that was the theory, is like, oh, are they going to throw a wrench into things? But nope.
Yeah.
Even when they were happy and together, you were like, I'm still waiting for that couple to come in to this party and be like, hang on a second.
Yeah.
I'm the Duke of the Ellington whatever, and this is my castle. And then I guess, I don't know, a castle for Christmas too, which this movie is apparently doing very well, so.
Oh, really?
I'm guessing we're gonna, hey, number 4 in Canada.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
I mean, how many, I already forget the name. A Christmas Princess did they make? 3, right?
3 at least.
Yeah, that's right.
They've made 3 Kissing Booths, so Netflix doesn't shy away from
ridiculous sequels
that
movies
do not need to, like, I wouldn't be surprised, if next year we get a Castle for Christmas 2, harder.
Although I have to say, I've watched A Christmas Prince a few times now.
Yes.
So,
I know. There was talk of doing that movie for one of these episodes, but again, I don't know if it would give us enough material to work with.
No, it's another one of those, like, meh, it's there.
Yeah. Like, this is the ultimate. Get some hot chocolate. The whole family can sit down. Your mom will cry. Your dad will tolerate it.
Yeah, it's definitely feel good. It's got nice music in it. It's got... Although I found the... Usually I was okay with the music. The scene after they kiss and they, you know, go off screen to bone. All of a sudden they play like... Gloria? What's the actual title? You know, Christmassy music, like religious Christmassy music. I thought that was kind of weird.
Oh, I do remember. Yes, that was a little weird. Yeah, they were excited because they did stuff.
Yeah.
Presumably, it's been a while for both of them. So, well, no, Brooke Shields, I think her husband only left her like a year ago, but a year is still a long time. Cary Elwes, we have no idea.
Yeah, we do. He said he was married a long time ago. Actually, I don't remember anything like, past that.
Let's face it, it's a village of 168 people. Your options are very limited.
Was that the number? I remember it being very small.
It was around, I think it was 168.
Yeah.
So, like, it's kind of weird, right? Like, it must be a very, you know, not in the literal sense, incestuous community, but like, hey, I guess my daughter has to date your son because they were the only two kids that were born this year. So,
yeah.
That's just a thing that has to happen.
Like, I'm sure people move in from other places.
Like, just everyone's hooking up with everyone else. It's like, ugh, I've already done everybody here. I don't even think we see any children, actually.
No.
Is there a single child in that entire village?
Maybe in, like, the village scenes when she's, like, walking and...
I don't remember any children whatsoever. Oh, no. What is going on in the Castle for Christmas village? Maybe that's it, is you can't procreate.
Yeah.
Because it's just got, like, things got too weird.
Yeah. Like, just, you know.
It was basically, like, arranged relationships. Like, okay, well, if you have a daughter, then she dates Ben. And if you have a son, he'll date Daphne.
And everybody else is out of luck, sorry.
Well, because they even say when she goes to leave that, like, they're pretty isolated. So,
yeah, she's looking for somebody to drive her to the airport, and she has, like, two options. That's it.
I guess they could bone the tourists. That's something.
Oh, yeah, I guess they would get tourists.
Not that many, though, because Dundunbar Castle is struck, or Castle Dundunbar?
I don't know.
I think it's Castle Dundunbar. Huh. Yeah. I mean, they just sit around and knit. I guess that's to, like, keep their energy focused on something.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, what else are you going to do in that town?
It's like, I would jump the first person I see if I don't just sit and knit a scarf for 16 hours a day. And she makes her little circle of friends, and it's, I don't know, they knit. They're fine. Like, that's the thing. It's all very fine. There's no effort to even elevate beyond that. Like, they know what they're setting out to do. There's no set pieces of, like, oh, this is a funny bit of humor. There's no, like, maybe she falls down once. Like, there's no slapstick or anything like that. It's just...
Well, I mean, she's cold because he puts her in, like, the attic.
Yeah.
Or something.
Like, that's humor, I guess.
Yes, yeah.
There's all...
like, banter between them.
Yeah, it's all, like, I don't think I laughed or anything, but I didn't...
But you enjoyed it.
I wouldn't say I enjoyed it. Okay. It's just, it existed, and I didn't hate my time with it, and then it ended. Like, I got to see Scotland, and it was all pleasant enough. At the end, when they decorate the village for Christmas, it's very Christmassy, and I like that, but...
Yeah, I always wondered, like, how? That's a tall building.
Yep.
How do they do that? Lots of ladders, I guess.
It's the same issue that... I have a lot with a lot of romantic comedies and especially these kinds of things where it's just, you know, there's not it's not like you're rooting for them to get together.
So. I was rooting for them.
I mean, you don't want them to be, I guess, sad and alone when when the credits roll, but
and it's Christmas.
It's not like they're like, oh, they're such good written characters and I really want them to end up together. It's like, I mean, I want them to because I don't want them to be sad, but there's not much to them. Let's say. Honestly, the guy I was invested with the most is the dude who's in the ladies' knitting circle whose husband died.
And he
doesn't speak. So you know that eventually he's going to speak and it's going to be a big moment. He was probably my favorite character.
Because he didn't speak?
No, he did.
No, I know.
No, I was the most... I was the most invested in that guy's arc.
Oh, I guess.
Because like, that's sad. He hasn't said a word since his husband died and... Yeah, when he gets his big moment, you're like, oh, that's pretty good. I like that. But yeah, the rest is...
I know. I'm trying to think of, like,
making... Something? No one can see, but I'm just making a big shrugging motion. Is my phone here? I did make, like, a note.
Maybe. I might be sitting on it.
Oh, no, it's right there. All right, let's see. Otherwise, I mean, there's no pressure to keep this thing going. We can wrap it up. It's, what, 9:30 on a Friday? Everyone wants to move on with their lives.
I think we've probably said everything we can say.
We've said more about... I wrote, Drew Barrymore sucks.
I'm actually curious to see your show now.
Oh, you know what we do need to talk about is on the subject of Drew Barrymore? Even if you don't want to watch this movie, please go watch the end credits and explain to me what the hell that was. Like, either I was having a stroke or they purposely edited it like that. It's like outtakes / gag reels / behind the scenes.
Yeah.
It's like...
/ explaining the next year is like an epilogue.
Yeah. Like, so, you know, obviously they end up together. Everything's fine. And she writes a new book, and it's a huge... She abandons her famous character and does her own thing.
I've been trying so hard to think
it's of Emma something. And she embraces, like, her Scottish heritage. She's now, you know, Sophie McGinty instead of Sophie Brown. And so she's back on the Drew Barrymore show to reclaim her throne or whatever. And it starts out as a scene with, you know, she's back and... But then, like, some of the edits are Drew flubbing lines or trying different lines or, like, getting her makeup done, but it doesn't seem like it's happening within the fiction of the universe. It seems like it's behind the scenes of the movie. And it's the weirdest. It's just really weird, and I don't understand what that was. Like, you either give us an after-credits scene or you give us a gag reel or...
Apparently, they can do both.
Well, both, and also, like, here's a glimpse at how we made the movie. It's very, very bizarre. Maybe there's no gag reel because no one had fun. I don't know. I also wrote Christmas Eve Wedding. Brooke Shields' ex, like, her daughter's in the movie. It barely matters. Her ex is getting remarried on Christmas Eve, and I just thought that was a real dick thing to do.
Yes.
Like, if you and I got invited to a Christmas Eve wedding, I don't really care whose it is. I would decline on principle.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that on Christmas Eve. No. I got my own stuff.
That's selfish and no. And you know they're going to be the people who are like, well, it's our special day. Like, Christmas comes every year. This is our special day.
Yeah. Like, they don't deserve people to come to their wedding.
And I'm glad the daughter bailed to go to Scotland. Although it's weird because... she's like, what about your dad's wedding? And she's like, oh, I'll go to the next one. And it's this whole, like, burn. But then Brooke Shields gets remarried. So, like, where does she get off?
Well, no, she doesn't actually get remarried.
Doesn't she? I thought she had a ring at the end.
Yeah, but then part of the outtake / behind the scenes, she's like, did he propose? What? Did this happen? When did this happen?
Yeah, it's all very confusing. I guess we'll find out in A Castle for Christmas 2. Christmas Castle with a Vengeance. But, I mean, that as for So Do We Still Like It, I mean, obviously it was the first viewing. It's harmless if you're wrapping presents and you want something in the background.
Putting up the tree
is
great.
Yes, it is that kind of movie. It can be, anyone in your family can watch it. There's nothing even close to being offensive, which is crazy because the next movie we're doing... I don't even know why I'm keeping it a secret. It's Holiday in Handcuffs. And it started as an ABC family movie. And it has cursing and dirty jokes and the whole... that episode's going to be 2 hours long because there's a lot to unpack there. But this one, you don't got to worry about any of that. Your 2-year-old can watch it. Your 10-year-old can watch it. She'll probably be bored, but she could.
There's a cute dog in it.
There is a cute dog. Hamish.
Yeah, that's right.
Lassie. Nessie. Scotland. Golf. No, got worse.
Please stop.
All right, well, what's something you're currently enjoying that isn't Lucifer? I guess it can only be one other thing.
I'm reading Dune.
Dune.
I have not done that yet.
You're like halfway through the first book?
I am, yeah.
So
I basically got to where the new movie ended. Actually, I haven't read that part yet. I'm not going to spoil anything. But yeah, I'm basically at the end of the movie, the first movie. So I'm very excited to read the second half of the book because I have no idea what's going to happen. I mean, I have a vague idea because I did watch the first movie. But obviously, it's a long book and movie's not that long. I mean, long enough. The book is longer. Point is, there's lots of stuff I'm going to find out and I'm excited. And so it's good.
Five more after that. So
yeah, I don't know. It's taking me a long time to read this.
Technically 11, I think, because someone picked...
There's 11 of these?
Or didn't like his son or someone pick up the ball and keep going? I don't know. I thought there was more after the sixth book, but I could be wrong. I don't know
if those count.
I have no idea. It could be like the prequels. Girl with the dragon tattoo where all of a sudden...
I went on the website. I was avoiding doing something for work, so I went on the website. And I did see a new book that, yeah, his son or somebody wrote about. Like, it's basically a prequel. It's like the Lady Jessica in Caladan and what she was like. So it's like, meh. I guess if maybe after reading all those books, you fall in love with the character and you need more. I don't know, maybe. Like I said, I'm only halfway through the first one.
I don't know that I called out Dune as one of the things I was currently enjoying, but you should all probably watch Dune if you haven't already. I saw that it hit digital in Canada today.
Did it?
It's $30. So just wait. The Blu-ray comes out in a month, and obviously I'm going to get it. So just hold off. It will be cheaper, too.
Cool.
And you can watch all the bonus features. How'd they make Dune? Where'd all that sand come from?
Computers.
Is that maybe it's real sand? You don't know they didn't cover a planet in sand and film there.
Sure.
What am I currently enjoying? I've called out Far Cry 6 before. I'm playing a lot of Forza Horizon 5. Mm. So probably Forza Horizon 5.
It's like, what do I see you doing? Have you talked about Bus Simulator?
I mean, I only played it that one time, but I was not very good at simulating a bus.
Oh, you're not enjoying it?
I'm going to go... I actually did enjoy my brief time with it because it's Bus Simulator, so it's really like, okay, actually print the tickets. But yeah, my company's not going to do very well because one of the first things I did was hit a guy, so whoops. And the name of my company is all caps, get on this bus, !! So it's a very aggressive company. But yeah, Bus Simulator, that's a stupid thing I bought. Yeah, I'm playing a lot of Forza Horizon 5, a lot of Far Cry. Yeah, I can't. We haven't started Hawkeye yet. Mostly I've been watching Home Alone movies for another podcast, obviously, that we kind of backed our pile of last week. So yeah. I don't know. I guess Forza Horizon 5 if you have an Xbox. Yeah, that's that. That's the end of Christmas episode number one. Three more to go. The last episode goes live on Boxing Day. That's just close enough that we figure people might still be in the holiday spirit. So we'll put one more up. I don't know what that one's going to be yet, but you can look forward to Holiday in Handcuffs next week. I've seen an hour of it. You saw the first 10 minutes. That movie's out of its fucking mind.
Yeah, so, I was very curious. Like, what are they going to do? This doesn't make sense.
Nope, and it continues to not make sense. That is, when they submitted that script, someone should have said, I don't think we should make this. Yeah, but
it's not very believable.
Nope. It's a stressful watch. So, yeah, I don't want to say too much more. That's next week. Thank you to wife, as always, for taking some time away from your book.
That's right. You took it away.
You can go back to it in just a moment. We try and usually end with a classic line of dialogue from the movie that we watched.
I don't remember anything.
Golf.
No. think of something Christmassy.
I can't remember a single thing anyone said in this movie.
Something like, you should be with your family for Christmas.
Yeah, there you go. There's the classic line.
Yeah.
From that, that a castle for up. Christmas.
Well, yeah, it totally does.
Golf. So for all those things nostalgic, I also do we sit like this.